Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
I know Paulie is off this week. Probably a good thing. He is sick because he had the Cavaliers at 8-1 to win that division. So, and I know that many people watching and listening to this show also tailed him on that and had a big number on the Cavaliers. They can't believe what transpired yesterday. A 14.5 point favorite. If they win, they can. But their ceiling was to get the 2 seed.
Ceiling was the 2 seed. Yep.
Okay, so that was in play. Then they would get the winner of the 76ers and the Heat matchup in the playoffs. Were they possibly trying to lose that game so they would not get that team?
Oh, I don't think it's possible. I think they were.
That's exactly what took place?
Yep. I mean, I think you're watching the scoreboard and you're understanding, like, okay, well, Milwaukee's about to go down and the Knicks. So, like, yeah, let's get out of this thing. Let's lose because we don't want to finish up there.
They're 14.5-point favorites. They became the biggest final day of the regular season favorites or game 82 favorites to lose a game in about the last 30 years.
Yep. It's nuts. And look, I'll say this. Now, this was for playoff seeding, but we've seen this actually down the stretch, which is kind of crazy. Go back to that Friday night. You remember Boston and Sacramento? So Sacramento's in Boston 2 weeks ago, that maybe not even. And the Celtics are up 19 in the fourth quarter. They've been playing their starters, and Mazzulla's like, oh, we're done today.
Yep.
Yanks it. They blow a 19-point lead, and he even tells them after the game, he's like, no, we just wanted to work them. I wanted the bench to work through it. It's like, oh, my God, okay. Same thing here, except now you're just tanking for playoff seeding.
Okay, so now instead of getting the Sixers or the Heat in the first round,
yep,
with a win,
that's what I don't get.
The Cavaliers are going to get the Celtics?
I guess maybe.
Are we sure that's the plan of attack here?
I mean, I guess maybe it's just about moving on, right? Just winning a playoff series. You remember, like, last, by all accounts, if you listen to, like, Cleveland media, you talked, and we watched it, that embarrassment playing against the New York Knicks last season, like, stuck with them quite a bit. To the point where they're playing them in the regular season, they're getting dog walked. You get Josh Hart running by Donovan Mitchell and popping his chain, right, while they're beating the crap out of him in the regular season. Like, I feel like maybe it wasn't even so much about, okay, let's get a winnable opponent, which probably is, and win a series. Maybe it's about, like, avoiding a situation where you get to play the Knicks in the second. I don't know. But, like, that was to go from the, all right, yeah, we get a winnable opponent, but you get the freight train that is the Boston Celtics in the second round if you move on.
Mm-hmm.
I did not really understand the strategy either.
So I get it, by the way. I understand that people are not happy with what took place yesterday and they didn't win their 8-1. Tickets. I mean, you had chances to get out of it. I mean, you could have taken the 14.5 yesterday. You could have taken the money line on the other side. Hell, in play in the fourth quarter when the Cavaliers were up, you could have gotten involved if you wanted to. But you had to be watching the game, though, too, to see what was going to happen.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely. In that spot and see that they were going to yank guys.
I mean, but even then, so, like, I'm going to double check this. So, like, you get the point where they pull guys, right? But do you really know? Like, when you see, I mean, it was kind of like a mass substitution. But when you see at the end of the third quarter that, you know, Marcus Bolden comes in for, or excuse me, Mobley comes in for Strus and Okoro comes in for Niang, do you really know, like, okay, these guys are done for the rest of the day? But either way, it's a good opportunity to hedge. But, yeah, you had a lot of opportunities to get out of it if you could. But you can understand anybody who was watching that and thinking, like, cool, we're on the way here.
Well, you were probably counting your money going into this game as a 14.5-point favorite.
Yes,
and you're hanging on to 6-8, maybe even a little bit higher than that, to 1 to win that division.
Yep.
That's a killer. Now, I will say this, with the Knicks getting the 2, and they were in a battle to the death yesterday against the Chicago Bulls, easily could have lost that game, but they got the 2 seed. Now there's a good chance they're going to get the Philadelphia 76ers in round 1.
Yeah.
Sixers are 4.5-point favorites at home in the play-in game to Miami. Is that going to go? I love this Knicks team. They're amazing. I think Brunson should get some steam here for the MVP. He's not going to win it, but with how, and can we end this whole idea that the Knicks can't get a superstar? That's done now. That's been buried for a good 2 months because of how this guy has played. But they're going to get Joel Embiid and the 76ers as the seven if they win.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they don't, they'll get Miami.
Right. And they played well against Miami. They were 2-1 against them, but like it wasn't anything crazy. And they lost the last matchup against them that they had played in South Beach. And that was like the Tom Thibodeau thing, right? Which was like, hey, let's play our guys 45 minutes so we can get the 2 seed, but the worst matchup, if that's going to be the case. Now, I guess the argument, too, would be we did watch Philadelphia and Joel Embiid against Orlando the other night. He did land awkwardly on the knee. I think he went straight back to the locker room. Came back in and finished the game, but there is always that worry that Embiid's not going to be healthy, so maybe that's just part of, like, hey, maybe he's just not going to make it through the season, or the series, excuse me. But I'm with you. Like, I feel like, actually, this might kind of fly in the face of what we're talking about. I think some of these teams should be more cognizant of what's happening in some of these games. Like, if you're Tom Thibodeau and you realize, like, oh, if we lose this, we get Indiana. Like, that's a little bit of a better matchup for us, a winnable series. All right, guys, you're done. Like, I know we're going to overtime. We're done here. Like, that's
right,
we
right.
want the better matchup, but there's some pride on the line. There's wanting to win the 2 seed for a team that was pushing for 50 wins. Are you winning that 50 mark? And that's kind of who this team is at this point right now. You have to try hards, you know, in a good way.
By the way, I do like the idea. This is getting kicked around last night on social media. I like the idea for teams that win and actually get to the 1 or the 2 seed, right? Meaning they've had a better regular season on paper and in theory with the record than teams that finish below them. They get to pick the opponent. Because now for teams like Milwaukee and others that you could bring up here that maybe punted to draw a matchup, and I don't know why the Bucks would want Indiana. They did not do well against the Pacers this year, and they have nobody to really slow down Tyrese Halliburton, in my opinion. But regardless, don't you think they should reward the top 2 seeds where they go, yeah, I want that team as my first-round opponent. That's the Celtics get to pick, and then the Knicks get to pick second.
Yeah, I think one of the things that's been brought up, like the pushback on that would be the logistics, right? Because you have to have the play-in settle, and then you would wait to pick your team and all that kind of stuff. And I guess maybe the logistics of turning that around, prep time as well, whatever it is. Maybe that's like the pushback on it. I would understand that. I think if you wanted to try that out, I mean, they try out everything. Why not try out?
They try in the G League, I guess.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
So I think, I mean, look, the NBA is experimental, but I would totally get
really?
It.
Really? Yeah, that's, I mean, if any commissioner is going to try something like that, it
absolutely.
Would be him, right?
Yep. Now, I mean, the embarrassment of picking the opponent and then losing to them would be
sure.
The
which
theater
will happen.
Well, yes, right.
You know?
Would be absolutely incredible.
Also, great job. I got to tip my cap to him because this cost me a couple of different bets. Going back before their schedule really got difficult down the stretch, I was betting the Suns to be in the play-in tournament at -105 all the way up on parlays to -150. And they navigated the final back end of their schedule quite nicely. And here they are in the playoffs as the 6 seed going against Minnesota. And oh, by the way, I know the Timberwolves had an amazing regular season. I think this is one team the Wolves can lose to.
Yeah, I think this, when you look at the matchup itself, like you on paper, it kind of makes sense where you're like, oh, okay, well, you're Minnesota. So you have Anthony Edwards to defend one of these guys, either Bradley Beal or Devin Booker. And Mike Conley's a good defender. And then you have Jaden McDaniels, who can size-wise match up with Kevin Durant. But when you have a team like Phoenix who can hit contested jumper after contested jumper, whose ceiling offensively, you know, is kind of resistant to whatever defensive opponent's going to throw at them, that's kind of tough for Minnesota, because I thought that too. Like, I thought the one team that they didn't want to face, and, you know, I've got some nice Minnesota numbers. This is the one matchup that I didn't really want.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, like, it was out of all of these different opponents, you know, we saw their size really bother the Los Angeles Clippers, or I think they had a little bit of a better shot against the Dallas Mavericks team that, you know, plays a little bit slower, and they don't have as many shot makers as Luka Doncic. Like, that was something that I thought that they could really navigate through at the very least to make a Western Conference Finals. This is the one team where I was like, man, just don't let that happen.
Don't get the Suns.
And it looked like it was going to happen. The Suns were scuffling with Amir Coffey and Bones Highland out in L.A.
Hell yeah.
Right, three nights ago, you're like, oh, this team stinks. Getting smoked the way they did, you know, although they came back a little bit against the Clippers. I thought that was going to be it. I thought they were going to lose out and go into the play-in.
We're going to get into the playoff series prices, first round coming up a little bit later on in the show. Probably about, let's go top of the hour with that. Mm. How about the play-in games that we have tomorrow night and Wednesday? The Lakers are currently a dog to the Pelicans?
Yeah, 1-point underdog. I think that's, you can probably call that the consensus. Although I think there's a couple of picks that were floating out there as well. I feel relatively certain that we're probably going to close like pick or Lakers -1 by the time we get to tip off.
I agree with that.
Yeah,
and I also feel like that's the right side.
Yeah. From a matchup standpoint, it's not gone well for the New Orleans Pelicans against the Los Angeles Lakers, like to an embarrassing degree. And in like such big spots, too. We saw them in the play-in tournament, right? Got absolutely boat raced in that matchup. For the season, the Lakers, 3-1 against the Pelicans with a plus 13.7 net rating.
Wow.
Like, it has not been close. Every 100 possessions against between these two teams for our audience, they outscored them by 13.7 points.
The other game in the West, now I was fully invested in the Masters yesterday, more than anything else, but I believe I saw the Kings open up in some spots the favorite
against
the Warriors.
Some spots open like pick minus one in favor of Golden State. We're up to like two, and they've got to 2.5 in some spots. So I think that's where we probably were. Because the problem here too for Sacramento is, as we know, you're kind of thin in the backcourt, right?
Malik
Monk's not there.
It's too bad.
Carter's beat up. Yes,
Monk was having a great season.
He was,
and you're taking two of your best players now off that team offensively, and you got to go against Golden State with all that championship medal, as we saw that play out last year in their first round series that they had.
I mean, that was tough too, because De'Aaron Fox doesn't break the tip of his finger. Who knows what happens in that series?
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.